This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the countdown 5 days edition of What's on Your Mind, and not counting today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the countdown, 5 days. Donald Trump in North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, it's true. How about that? What do you want his message to be, by the way? What do you think he should focus on? What should be the headline the next day from Donald Trump's visit to North Dakota? What is the most important thing he can say? Now, in my mind, he's got a couple of missions. He is want to obviously tell folks that support him, that support his agenda, I'm with you, we're doing this, thank you very much. You know, pump everybody up a little bit, because it's not easy being a Donald Trump fan. It's not easy being a backer of his agenda, because you get a lot of vitriol thrown at you. You see what this woman, the National Committee woman, said about him, Todd? On Twitter, she's on the K-Fire Cafe with you once in a while. You know, doing that little debate, the left-right debate. I forget what you call it. What do you call it? The two ladies that...
We haven't done that in a little bit because we... I can't go into it. But there's an issue. We'll just leave it at that.
Why is there always an issue? I don't know.
Because people can't behave. That's why.
I mean, and this idea that you cannot have a strong opinion about what you believe, with every fiber of your being, sort of like what the founding fathers believed, right? They had a belief in what America should be, and they just trudged along and they kept doing it, right? Well, why can't we do that? Now, it's like, I always pronounce her name wrong, but is it Ondine? Am I saying that right?
Ondine? Oh, she goes by Dina. I think it's okay. Ondine, but she goes by Dina.
Okay, so Dina Baird is a National Committee woman for the Democratic Party. And she was commenting on Congressman Kevin Cramer's comment about the fences being used in the detention of these kids. Now, a chain-link fence can be portrayed in a photo as a cage, right? Like you put a dog in a kennel, right? But a chain link fence also could be in your backyard, and could be anywhere. So there was a big dust up about how the chain link fences were inhumane, and Congressman Cramer said, "There's nothing inhumane about a chain link fence. If it is, every ballpark in America is inhumane." The idea of the chain link fence, by the way, they use it so that they can put the children in a room that can be viewed from all sides, so you can protect the children. Okay, but they're sort of long and with benches and whatnot. It's just a different way of doing a wall is all it is. And it's hot there, so you don't want to necessarily do the room. And it's while they're being processed. They don't stay there for a long period of time. It's right when they offload. Anyway, this all led to the National Committee went for the Democrats, comparing Congressman Cramer to a Klansman and a euthanasia advocate, and put some song to the tweet that she put out, "I think you're just evil." This is what I mean. I don't know how you can't just have a conversation without saying people are evil. And I would hope the Democratic Party is going to denounce this. Let's hope. I don't know. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that when Donald Trump is here in North Dakota, yes, there's all that swirl. But there's also, I think, people that are reasonable about this, that wouldn't have pea soup fly out of their mouth because you say you're for Donald Trump, right? That are sitting there saying, "Well, I know the economy is better, and there's more lower unemployment and more jobs, and they are finally tackling this problem at the border, and the farm bill got passed by the they're weighing all this, right? What Which way should I go? Should I so you know? Does he court that crowd in addition to supporting his own crowd that could use support? As I said, it's not easy being a Trump fan. He'd call all kinds of things. What do you want him to say? That's what I'm asking. Long way of saying that. That shouldn't have taken me that long to say, but that's one of the things I want to ask. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 258-0550, 701-258-0550, the telephone numbers to call. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. And you're good, Todd? Everything okay? You had a good night's sleep on your MyPillow last night?
Absolutely.
Sweet dreams, counting sheep, not necessary.
Well, nobody's bothered to confiscate my pillow. I always do now.
Exactly right.
It tells me I need to get a few more of those with it. Between my wife and my cats and my dogs, I always have one on hand.
Share a little bit. And
exactly.
We do, by the way, hand out free MyPillows to first-time callers. So if you're a first-time caller, let Manny know that when you call today on the program, and we'll put you to work, okay, at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, okay? Melania Trump wore a jacket yesterday that seems to be consuming everybody. I want to tell you something in advance so you'll listen in real close. I'm going to say something about the Trump team that is critical of the Trump team, okay? I'm saying it very purposefully for two reasons. One, some of you say that I never say anything that I disagree with. And number two, some of you think you never can say anything critical. And to both crowds, I guess I'm making you maybe a little bit mad now. I don't know why she wears that jacket. I don't see any good reason for doing that jacket, whether it was, as Donald Trump says in the tweet, something about the media, whether it was unintentional and just, you know, a jacket she happened to pick out and didn't pay attention to what was on the back of it, like her office has said. I don't know. Here's the deal. Don't wear the jacket because guess what? There's less chance they'll talk about something else. I mean, I realize they're always going to talk about something else than progress in the Trump administration, but the story yesterday was the First Lady of the United States going down to see these kids, the First Lady of the United States going down to see the people caring for these kids, the First Lady of the United States changing the story. That is what the message should be. That is important, and you can't screw it up with a bad jacket, a wrong wardrobe choice, or some other dust-up. Now, I get they're going to do it. No matter what, they're not going to say anything good. That's true. Don't make it easy for them. That was a mistake, my opinion. Just saying. In the meantime, let's get to some phone calls here. Chris in Minnesota, you're first at 800-228-0550. It's a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We are live at MBI Energy at the bottom of the hour. We're going to meet the chief operating officer from MBI throughout the show. You're going to meet some of the good folks that work for MBI Energy. So we're in Dickinson, North Dakota today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in this wonderful part of North Dakota. So we have a lot to do. And in the meantime, let's just find out what's on your mind. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I wanted to talk about the irony of what the liberals think is not important. Just today, when you were talking to that Ellen lady, you made a comment about the jacket that Melania wore, and I agree, maybe she shouldn't have worn that. But you said, who cares? I don't care. Yesterday when you were talking to her, talking about Hillary Clinton and the crooked, illegal things that she did, here's Ellen's comment. Who cares? That was in the past. See the irony? I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of things that they're putting Trump and Melania through when all he's doing is the best he can to help our country.
It is. It's an agenda, and he's a force. I think he's up to it. I really do. We've seen that again and again. But it's going to be a whole new level of politics in America. Are we ready for it? Thanks for the call, Chris. I see the irony. Dean on the road wants to talk farm bill. What's on your mind?
Hey there. I was just curious if Heidi had voted yes for the farm bill because election is coming up, and she's trying to give herself a good name.
The bill just passed. In the House, the Senate version is a little bit different, so they will have to vote on that bill as well. So we'll find out an answer to your question coming up, but there's no chance she votes against the farm bill at election time. None, nada, zippo.
All right, I imagine. So she didn't vote yet for it? It was just
Not this version that passed in the House. That'll be next week. Just passed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Makes sense? Dean, thank you. Kevin in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. You know, you were just talking about why can't we just have a conversation and why does it always have to go to, you know, what this Dean has said about, you know, Kevin Cramer. And the left is not interested in having a conversation. What they're interested in is clearing the playing field and quieting anybody. You know what? Scaring. You know what? Here's the thing. Look what we're doing to this person. This is going to happen to you if you ever speak out. And I can. Good example is the polls last year. I mean, before the election, you know, they thought Donald Trump was going to lose because people wouldn't admit to anybody that they were going to vote for him. And that's exactly what they got in mind.
Yeah, I think you have a point. I don't think it's everybody. I don't think rank-and-file Democrats out here in North Dakota and Minnesota want to clear the field, but their party apparatus, their leadership certainly does, Kevin. It's a good point. And you, how do you deal with that?
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndyBlackPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live at MBI Energy Services. We're going to tell you a little bit about what they do coming up throughout the program today. Talk to some folks here. Looking forward to those conversations. I've been to one of their training sites, and, you know, safety is number one. And the folks at the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance help us bring you a safety training spotlight. Because the region's leader in safety training is now offering training on one of the fastest growing epidemics in the country. The opioid epidemic. Now, this is an amazing statistic to me. It is surpassed motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of unintentional death. It tells you it's something to pay attention to. Overdose deaths in North Dakota have increased by 205%. So they put together an opioid awareness course designed to educate employers and community members on the dangers of opioids. You learn what to do when you suspect opioid abuse, intervention resources, how to respond if you suspect an overdose, and more. Bismarck, July 16th. Fargo, July 24th. Opioid awareness courses online. Register at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. All right, a first-time caller waiting to weigh in. We love those. Jeff in Fargo, what's on your mind?
So with the passing of Charles Crossmiller here in the past couple of days before he passed, he had written an article, and the whole article was basically saying that Trump was not a Republican, he wasn't a Democrat, he was not a conservative, he wasn't a liberal, but he was a pragmatist. And as a pragmatist, when he sees a problem, he fixes it. And because he was a pragmatist now that has office, he actually is doing exactly what he said he would do to fix problems. And it's driving everybody crazy, because in Washington, they don't do that. They just do enough to get elected. They do enough to get enough lobbyists to come bring them money. It was written very well, and I recommend everybody to go find it online and read it.
And Charles Krauthammer was not a Donald Trump fan.
Not at all.
No, and it'd be interesting to know, you know, he's been off the air for, I think, about a year. It'd be interesting to know, given the, you know, what's happening and what's going on now. I'd love to know what he thinks now. I mean, I was disappointed in him. He was pretty vitriolic about, he called him a circus clown or something. But, you know, he really was quite critical. But that's an interesting point, because that's just about results, what you're talking about, Jeff. That's just,
well, and what's interesting is when he ends the article, like we had just said, he was not a Trump fan. But the way he ends the article, he is saying that he is a fan of a pragmatist being in office, because they do get results. And we need more pragmatists to be in office. That's exactly what he says.
That's a very good point. I sat next to Charles Krauthammer at Tony Snow's funeral. And, the whole Fox section there was obviously torn up about Tony. And Tony was a friend of mine. And so I had a very brief encounter with Charles Krauthammer, only to say hi and let him know that I did definitely admire his work, but I was disappointed in him later, and I found myself a little, you know, sitting here, you know, with all the coverage, thinking, gosh, why didn't this guy see what this guy's doing? But it's interesting. Jeff, first-time caller, we have a free MyPillow for you. If you hang on, you'll give Manny your last name, and then we'll put your name on a pillow at our offices here in Fargo. So we'll leave it in Fargo, 3301 University Drive South there, okay?
Thank you.
First-time caller with a free MyPillow. We'll do one this hour and one next hour. And I have a clip I'm going to play from Mick Mulvaney, the president's budget director, okay, Office of Management and Budget. And they announced yesterday a plan to merge labor and education. And his explanation of why reform was necessary in the government was exactly what Jeff was just talking about there, exactly what he's talking about. I don't know if you saw it, but it was really good. It was an analogy dealing with a pizza. So stay tuned. You got to hear this. Ken and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Just to chime in on your discussion about having left and right talking and having discussions, you know, and how it escalates so quickly. Usually what I end up doing is when I get into them situations, I just present facts, and that pretty much shuts it down.
They go away. They go away. It's funny. By shutting it down, you mean they go away. They just don't respond anymore, Ken?
Pretty much, yeah. Without adding insults or anything, I pretty much just back up the facts with articles and with links to articles, and the discussion pretty much ends from there.
It's a better way to do it. I don't know how much time I've wasted answering things online, and I love doing it on the show. I honestly do. At 11 o'clock at night on Facebook, when I really should be doing something else more productive, I sometimes will engage, and it is impossible.
You of all people, Scott.
Impossible to have a civil argument with vast majority of the Trump haters. It just is impossible.
That is true.
my latest example was I just said, you know, okay, you don't like Trump, you don't like what he's done at the border, you think he should have done it differently. Okay, do you place any blame? Can you acknowledge that the parents own some of this? Any blame on the parents that actually made the decision to enter illegally? Not go to a port of entry and seek asylum. And by the way, the reason a lot of them don't, because they've tried and their story doesn't pan out, right? So then they go illegally, okay? So now we're supposed to say, oh, here you go, you go into the country, right? I couldn't get one person to acknowledge that the parents had some culpability. Not one. You know what I mean, Ken? They don't do it.
Yes, I would absolutely agree with that because they have one, well, some people have one view, and it's, I hate Trump, and no matter what you say, even if it's facts, I'm going to believe whatever CNN is telling me, and I'm going to run with it, and that's the truth.
Very true. Appreciate your call very much. David, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, Scott. I'm kind of surprised that you use that expression, Trump haters. If you go to New York City, you remember Trump had been sued 5,500 times? It's because he cheated people. You know, the laundry workers never got paid. The window washers never got paid. The door clerks, you know, everybody didn't get paid. The locksmiths, the electricians.
Okay,
they
David,
all had
can I stop you there for a second? I mean, let me just ask you a little scenario. First of all, people that with wealth, and he has billions, they get sued. Ask anybody. I bet that number is probably average or low or whatever. But so first of all, you know, because people see somebody with money and they think, if I sue, I can get money. And there's lots of ambulance chase lawyers that would love to go after people with money. So that number one. Number two, ask yourself if he could build as many things as he's built, taking care of people in the manner that you just described.
Well, first of all, he didn't build them. He just put his name on them. They paid him to put his name on it.
I mean, he's
but
a developer.
The fact that you're not telling the truth when it talks about how many times he got sued. Because if you were a laundry service and he didn't pay you. He didn't pay the window washers. They washed the windows and then they
David,
put in a bill and he didn't
David,
pay them.
David, try again. How could he have window washers if he didn't pay him? And he has lots of buildings and built lots of things. I mean,
yep.
Your logic is falling apart. Because
no, he'd then hire another service, and they would, you know, they only wash it twice a year. He'd find another fool to pay to wash it, and then he wouldn't pay them either. And they would sue, and they would sue, and he would settle at 30%. So do you know what you know, you don't get elected in your hometown. He lost by 86% in his hometown.
Well, all Republicans do. New York.
No,
is,
he doesn't. 86%? No, that's not true.
Well, go research some of the votes. I mean, New York is not a friendly place for Republicans. It's a leftist haven. But you didn't answer me. And that is simply this. You couldn't be in business and build as much as he built if he treated people like that. So you've got a falsehood there. There's more to the story, David. Check into it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thaleson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thaleson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thaleson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thaleson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Agreement on immigration bills in the U.S. House still elusive. Yesterday, a hardline immigration bill went down to defeat when 40 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no on it. President Trump saying at a cabinet meeting later,
we have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
Republicans were going to bring a more moderate immigration bill up for a vote today, but that's now been moved to next week. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says,
we spent a lot of time going through some of the lines of demarcation, some of the areas where we have real disagreement. We're trying to work through them.
This morning, a frustrated President Trump tweets Republicans should forget about immigration reform until after the midterm elections. And this is USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirsch says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirsch, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
What's on Your Mind is powered by MyPillow, especially when we hit the road, as we are today at in Dickinson at MBI Energy offices here. Of course, MBI has locations all throughout the Bakken, and we're going to chat in a moment here with Craig again and visit a little bit about MBI Energy, so stay tuned for that. I first want to tell you about a great deal we have going right now with our friends at MyPillow. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. And for a limited time, MyPillow is offering the standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Now, everything they sell, from the bed to the travel pillows to the MyPillow for pets to the all-purpose cushions, is up to 50% off. But the standard pillow, now the lowest price ever. That's kind of good for the lake, you know, load up a bunch of them there. Not the premium pillow that that we talk a lot about, but that the best deal. And by the way, it comes with a blue carrying case. So, and available at that price for a very limited time. 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? And if you have a comment about what you would like to see Donald Trump focus on when he's in North Dakota, what do you think the most important mission of Donald Trump coming to North Dakota? Is it maybe Minnesota? Right, to, you know, awaken Minnesotans? Is it something specific to Congressman Kevin Cramer's race, or come up with a cute nickname for Heidi Heitkamp? What do you want him to do? What's job one for Donald Trump when he's here in 5 days? Text us those answers, and we have some prizes that we're randomly selecting, including a MyPillow for some of our texters today. You have to text me, though, because Todd's phone is AWOL. So text me, 701-367-2054. Back with Craig Halsey, who's the Chief Operating Officer of MBI Energy Services, joining us. Thanks for having us, Craig. Appreciate you giving us the opportunity to chat with some of your folks today and learn a little bit more about what's happening these days at MBI Energy.
Great to have you here with us, Scott. You've been a friend of MBI's for a long time, and good to have you here.
Appreciate that relationship for sure. The state of the play right now is what? I mean, folks might be reading about this, seeing the price of oil, hearing production numbers, but from someone in the industry, what would you say the state of the play is right now?
Well, we're approaching all-time production records in North Dakota. You've heard it said, people have heard it said that as soon as we have a full month of good weather, we'll break the production record for the state. Very exciting. With that comes activity, not just traditionally people think of oil as moving oil. There's a whole lot more to it. There's a great big water play that's taking place in the state right now because water is so essential to both fracking and at the well site when production water occurs. So everywhere you look, there's increased activity. Rig counts back up over 60, and you look at the the way that the efficiencies have helped rigs. You know, you could do some math and say today's 62 is 2014's 180 or something. So lots of activity and opportunity, and MBI is happy to be a big part of all that.
You know, what you just described on what today's 62 is versus, you know, the numbers that would align from 2014, I don't know. I mean, iPhone didn't do that. You know, when you look at the first of the iPod to the iPhone 10, right? I mean, that took some time. It was quick. But, I mean, 2014 to 2018, doing what you just described, is an industrial marvel, isn't it?
It really is. And you have to give the E&P companies a whole lot of credit. The technology that they've applied, you know, the whole world said that people like the frackers of North Dakota were not going to last. Well, it was really a case of reinventing themselves, of looking at new, better ways to do things. Behind all that, the horizontal enabler is people. And in addition to the E&P companies, oil field services companies like MBI have the people to go do those types of things. And when you put that technology and innovation together with a bunch of great people, you set records and you do things that haven't been done before.
And without people to power that innovation, you're stunted, right? You're stuck in place.
We are, and that is everybody's number one priority now. From the governor down to MBI here, our number one priority is letting people know that there's opportunity here. We could hire 50 or 60 people tomorrow and have them quickly out to work. We just need people to recognize the opportunity here, and MBI needs to be able to facilitate them once they get here. We believe we're ready to do that.
How do you do that? Talk a little bit about the secret sauce of MBI with your people and the culture, and which, you know, how you cultivate that kind of atmosphere that people really want to be a part of.
Well, as we mentioned briefly in the teaser segment earlier this morning, MBI is very proud of our legacy, but even more excited about our future. When you come to work for a company like MBI, I think you're really joining an extended family. We're very active in the community. We've had some people, as an example, when it comes down to family itself, who've had some health issues. The MBI family joined together and has raised tens of thousands of dollars to help people whose extended family members, immediate family members, have problems. We come together, and it's wonderful to see what people can do when they care about each other. And that's kind of been our mantra, and it's been a very successful way of bringing people both experienced in the oil field and those not so experienced together for a common cause, and it builds a great team.
And you mentioned, obviously, the production nearing a record. There's talk of a push to 2 million barrels, you know, that this will obviously continue to grow. Do you think we're you know, in a different place than we were a few years ago, where it was strictly a price play?
I absolutely believe so, yes. We are in a different place, and it's exciting, you know, looking across the table at you. When you say 2 million barrels, you kind of have a wry smile, and I do too. It's something we imagined back in 2014 to be at that 2 million threshold, and you know, you've heard comments recently of the United States being the world's leading oil producer. We're not far away from that. And North Dakota getting to 2 million barrels is going to help put us in that position and keep us there.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. I also love the governor pushing a little bit on that. I know at first the industry was like, that's not possible because of all this regulation. So he basically said, well, the question was, you know, what is stopping you from getting to 2 million, right? So let's talk about what are the roadblocks, and then let's start working on those. And I love that.
Oh, we do too. You know, it's funny, for 8 years we heard so much about stimulus. And I know in your book, Scott, Common Sense, one of the points that you make in that book is that it isn't stimulus that creates jobs. It's energy that creates jobs. The governor understands that very well. Our collective responsibility is to take the jobs that energy creates and make them opportunities for people to turn into long-term careers. And that's where it gets really exciting. That's where we all feel a great responsibility to help North Dakota achieve our goals of 2 million plus.
The reason I bring it up is because I think that people are assessing career opportunities. I mean, for last time, a lot of the labor needs were met by people from somewhere else because there was an economic downturn in the rest of the country, and of course the Bakken was very different. So they would come here to pay for their mortgages back home, right? Well, now the economy is the Trump economy, and it's come back everywhere, so it's a different thing. And some people that might even be here or be in the region might be thinking about the opportunity, might say, well, it interests me. There's good pay there. There's, you know, you tell a good story about MBI and how you take good care of people, but you know, I wouldn't want it to go away. And that's why I think that people need to realize it's two different times. It's two different eras in the whole Bakken play, right?
No doubt about it. And when you look back in the 2012-2014 time period, you know, we're probably not going to get back to $120 a barrel, but we don't need to.
Don't want to.
We don't want to. Yeah. What we want is sustainability in what we're doing. And, you know, later today in your program, you're going to be talking to some other MBI folks who are leaders in our company. You'll talk to Greg Burback, who leads our workover division, Jim Grozzle, who runs our oil trucking group, and Kelly Kester from our winch department. You're not going to find people anywhere in this country who are better to work for than those leaders within MBI. And it's like that within every one of our divisions. People need to understand, wherever they are in the country, that a company that is the size of MBI has developed people who have been on the rigs, who have driven the trucks, who are now leaders of a company that are as good a people as you're going to find anywhere in our great country.
You mentioned earlier something about a water play that's happening right now. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's funny that not only is there oil in western North Dakota, there's a lot of water. And it's amazing how those two play together. In order to have a successful frack, you need a lot of sand and you need a lot of water. So one of the divisions that we have is water transfer. What water transfer does is essentially lays hose across the countryside from a freshwater source to the frack location, providing the water that goes down hole with the sand for the frack. Now, divine providence, you could call it whatever you want to call it, but the fact that there's enough water here for us to be able to supply a frack that generates this, produces this oil that hopefully we'll get to 2 million barrels here soon, is just a great play together. And fortunately for us at MBI, we're well positioned both in oil hauling and at the wellhead and in the completion services, which includes things like wireline and water transfer.
Very interesting. And you talk about that pipe, the transfer. There's even pipe you can drive over now, right? Like a soft pipe or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's called lay flat hose. We've got a job going now for a large E&P producer where from the water source to the actual well site location, 18.5 miles. So one of our great teams, blade flat hose, in arrangement, an agreement with property owners across their property for 18.5 miles. We set it up so that farmers who need access to their fields can drive over specially made areas where it doesn't impact our hose, and away we go.
Pretty amazing. Great story, Craig. Thanks for having us again. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, Scott.
Craig Halsey is the COO of MBI Energy Services. And by the way, if you're interested in a career after hearing that great pitch from Craig, MBIEnergyServices.com. Click on careers. More after this.
You know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Don't forget, we're going to be kicking off the July 4th weekend, live and on location at PetroServe USA, Valley City. This is one of the nicest convenience stores in all of North Dakota. It may be just the plain old nicest. We'll be there Tuesday the 3rd. So if you're on I-94, traveling east, west, whatever, just stop exit 292, have one of those great burgers. They have the best burgers in North Dakota there. They really do. They have the grill. All of their food's fantastic. That's what I mean. The place is just great. Great meals. Really good. And, I mean, they have grab-and-go stuff, but they also have stuff you can order right there and breakfast throughout the day, and really, really good. So my favorite, though, is the burgers. It's the Valley Meats, fresh beef, hand-pattied, on the grill. And, of course, they throw a little caramelized onions on there, fry those up a little bit, and also the cheese and the fresh-baked bun, and the burger's so good you can't believe it. So we have lots of prizes we'll be giving away, too. PetroServe USA, stop and see us in the Valley City, exit 292, July 3rd. as we kick off the July 4th weekend, okay? Looking forward to that. Some answers coming into the question about what you want President Trump to talk about. I hope President Trump talks about the farm economy and trade with China, says one of our listeners. I think the farm economy, specifically trade, tied together. Those two together, very wise, because that's an issue very important to North Dakota, and there's some great strategy going on. And to the extent he can explain it a little bit, I think that's a good idea. Here's one of the suggestions on a nickname that he could use, President Trump, for Heidi Heitkamp: Hide and Seek Heidi. All right, so there's one, Hide and Seek Heidi. Keep them coming. 701-367-2054 with your suggestions today on what's on your mind with, what you'd like to hear from President Trump. What's the most important thing for him? What message should he deliver when he is here? You let us know. As you know, we are at MBI Energy in Dickinson today. Our next guest is Jim Grassel. Jim's the Vice President of Oil Field Operations, and we're going to talk a little bit about trucking. How you doing, Jim?
Doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. What do you do? Tell us a little bit about what you do and what your team does here.
What I do is I manage the oil group for MBI, trucking oil from the lease site to the delivery point that our customers want the oil to go to. So work with a team out of Ross, Watford City, Belfield, and Kildare. So I spend my time throughout the four areas and helping the team move the oil.
What do you like best about working here?
What I like best about working here is the people. Just great people. When other people are in need, the people within MBI create benefits and fundraisers to help people out. So it's always a good feeling working for a company that cares about their people that much.
And what do you need right now in the way of folks on your team? Any particular positions open?
Yeah. Everybody's struggling for people right now as the oil field's picking up and getting busier. In my division, we need drivers just everywhere in all areas, Ross, Watford, Belfield, and Kildare. So looking for drivers, and that's what we're in need of.
What do you tell people when obviously there's trucking jobs open, everywhere, especially in the Bakken, when they have a choice? What do you tell them that, is something they ought to have in their thought process when they're considering MBI? What makes MBI better?
Well, right now we've got 35 metered trucks. So when we're moving oil, when I started in the oil field, part of it was having to go up on top of the tanks and gauge the oil and measure it to get the level of the tank, the temperature of the oil, the specific gravity of the oil. Right now we've got 35 of the trucks with meters on them that allows the drivers to just come in and hook up to the tank, and the meter does all of the measurement for them. So that's a better thing. Keeps them out of the gases and off the tank tops, and makes their job a little bit easier for the day.
Have you seen any over-the-road truckers migrate to jobs in the oil field rather than putting up with all the ELD rules and everything going on now?
Well, the ELD does apply in the oil field as well, but it was the reason why I got off the road and into the oil field is the ability to be at home at the end of your day or the end of your shift, instead of trying to find a rest area or a truck stop to pull into before you ran out of time for the day. So.
You know, we want to ask folks just about different stories about the team or the company. I mean, anything that's just you think best illustrates what MBI is all about?
Just the dedication of the people that are here to be safe, do a great job, the consideration that they have for the landowners and the area that they work in, just overall a good strategy to relationship with the community. So local people.
You feel part of the community. And
yeah,
it's not just a job. You're integrating with
exactly
your town and what you're doing. Of course, MBI, as you mentioned earlier, you have positions open in half a dozen locations. So
we do, and a lot of positions within MBI that are open, outside of the oil division. In safety and other areas that I think other folks today will talk about.
So. That sounds good. Jim, good to talk to you.
Great.
Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story. Jim Grassel is the VP of Oil Field Operations, looking for oil truckers. He smiled kind of big when I said, do you need any truckers? Because that's like the obvious question of the day. He does, and they do. And if you're interested, MBI Energy Services, click on careers, mbienergyservices.com, and you'll find out more about some of those positions and where they're open right now. All right. We have some calls that came in off the air. We'll get to those, some more texts as well on what you want Donald Trump's message to be, and some more folks to meet, too. So, and we have a movie maker on the program today, a real-life movie producer coming up, too. So a lot going on. What's on your mind from MBI Energy Dickinson today?
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.